Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Big clock on the wall has struck. You know what time it is. That's right. It's time for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. And me, the leader of madness yet again, is here. My name's Mao, and this is the show dedicated to bringing you some crazy music you've probably never heard of, but you're going to want more. Much more. Yes, join me on this insane journey. It's not really that insane, but I like to pretend. It keeps the Radio St. Pete corporate headquarters on edge. And then, then you strike as soon as somebody's off balance. That's not true. So, yes, as I said, this is the Indie Circuit, a Radio St. Pete exclusive radio show. Got a ton of stuff. I didn't get to do it yet, but I was at like an old estate sale. And I bought up a box of old 45s. You know, I'm always buying records, vinyl, and, you know, finding old weird stuff. I had some big, heavy onyx stone ashtrays that are from the 50s or 40s or whatever. It's so cool. So I'm digging through these 45s, and I see some that are odd-sized. And I pulled them out. Oh, yeah, that's right. I found me some of those record your voice letters. I've had them before. I've played them on the Indie Circuit a while back. I had one where a guy was talking about, he was telling his friend how to hunt for small game. I've had a few of them in the past, and I haven't gotten to ingest them into the computer yet, but very soon you'll be hearing all about, I don't even know. That's the mystery. But I think there's like five or six of them. I was like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. Oh, joy. Now, I know what you're thinking. Is that ethical or legal? Yes. I don't know. Doesn't matter. I'm going to play them anyway. That's that kind of gold bars, unless it's some crazy thing where he's swearing all the time. But I don't think you'd do that, would you? I might, but I don't think many people would. Okay. Enough of the shenanigans. Here is some music for your ear holes.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
I won't say, yeah. Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Remember what William Jennings Bryan said? Fight hard, but fight clean.
But you ain't fighting clean, Grin.
Course I ain't. William Jennings Bryan was a loser.
The fear of the year is here. Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde, a monster he could not control, had taken over his very soul. A screaming demon rages inside, turning him into Mr. Hyde, an unstoppable black Superman. Super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area. Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde, when you're seeing what ain't, you're looking at a haint. Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked. Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde, starring Bernie Casey, Rosalind Cash, Stu Gillum, directed by William Blackyella Crane. Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents, so bring your mama, she'll like it too.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Oh, that's sad. They always pick on the Dutch. That's okay, though. I don't know any. So anyway, I misspoke. This is show 144. Pardon my foop, Ugh, yikes. Before that, what did I play for you? It was like Supernova, Super Fanta, Nova Fanta, Phantom Nova. No, it's Novanta from Hello, We're Not Enemies. Sorry, Novanta. Everyone's an enemy of America now. Anyway, that was Mike, Tell a Story, and Akuria. Akureri? Sure. I don't know. Whatever. Good stuff. Thank you, Novanta. And I'm just playing. We are all friends. So, well, okay. I'm gonna. Hey, if you like that, make sure you also check out. We have another show that I do with a friend, Dr. Morbius, that from Parts Unknown. We do. It's called Asian Cult Cinema. Asian Cult Cinema is the answer. You can check that out on the archive section, of course, of this illustrious radio station. And what else do we got? We got you can go to bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find a whole bunch of different movies, our podcast movies. Yikes. The top one is called Slow Road to Go-Go. That one is a B through Z grade movie review. And then the middle one is Two Dimension Podcast. It's all about comic books. And then the bottom one is called Bunch of Dorks, now defunct, kind of like this show but with a lot more cursing and anger. So bunchofdorks.com is your one-stop shop for insanity and pop culture references and whatnot. All right, so check that out. And check this out.
What's in this last gig? Magic potion?
Yeah.
Thought so. Good. What do we do, drink it?
Yeah.
Good. I thought so.
Yeah.
sinking to the ground. People everywhere, I'm dreaming of fame. A werewolf fever, it's all the same. Hollywood, LA, it's in some town. The city of angels burning to the ground.
My own blood. Nobody!
Every guy's got his dream, am I right? Between you, me, and the wall, I had a doozy myself last night. Get this. A corn-fed harvest mouse, a hooker, a nun, a Flemish peasant woman, whips chains, whistles yo-yos, a circus midget, my grandmother riding by on a bicycle, give me the finger, and a duck. Now, I don't know. Are you crying?
It's all on the reflex.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Paramount Pictures presents
a dual, ghoul, double scream show.
Scream number one.
Frankenstein and the monster from hell.
Scream number two. Captain Kronos, vampire hunter.
All shock.
Frankenstein and the monster from hell. Plus
Captain Kronos, vampire hunter.
In color, both rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
You're in command of an Air Force B-52 carrying an H-bomb at 35,000 feet. What do you say when your airplane is hijacked by three fugitive draft dodgers?
Listen, you can't do this to me. I'm a colonel in the U.S. Air Force.
Shut up. We're dropping this H-bomb on Fort Knox. No money, no war. Get it?
You're a yellow commie preaver.
Okay, you can call me red and yellow, but I got a color for you, Colonel. Lavender.
Off we go into the wild blue yonder.
It's Wild in the Sky. Brandon DeWilda, Keenan Wynn, Tim O'Connor in a hilarious movie that shakes up the military establishment from private to the president, including the general's aide who makes obscene phone calls.
Hello, Mrs. Miller. This is Dialing for Dough. Can you name three pieces of lingerie?
See Wild in the Sky, an American International Pictures release in color rated PG. Wild in the Sky, filmed entirely without the cooperation of the Air Force.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the Devil's House.
All right, just before this break, that was The Young Werewolves. I played Blackjack and Roulette, Evil Soul, Hollywood, and Hot Rod Burnin'. And now I think it's time for one of my favorite all-time bands of ever. I'm going to play some Lulu's Marble. I was, tell this story just about every time I prelude Lulu's Marble, which, you know what, I have two Lulu's Marble CDs ripped into the music folders, but I also have a vinyl album that I got that started this whole crazy I love Lulu's Marble thing. I blind bought it. I was, you know, walking around these record shops of Japan with an exchange student from Japan I went to see. And we were hanging out and just going to record shops and just goofing around in Japan and happened upon a vinyl record called Afro Girl, you know. It was Lulu's Marble Afro Girl. And I hadn't listened to it until I got back home, which was like later that year. You know, it was a couple months since I went shopping and then I went home. I played it and I was like, oh my God. And I immediately ran out and got all the other stuff I could find from them. So we're going to play some Lulu's Marble off their very first one.
The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Yeah.
Marble. I played for you Blue Mau Mau, Lue Lue, Etch Very Good, and Money. Makes the world go round from what I understand. So check out Lulu's Marble. You're not going to find much. They made three CDs or three albums and then the singer died. So sad. All right. Now for this last segment, I have a little bit of mixed emotions about it. I got a chance. I don't know if you, if you listen to the show regularly, you know I went to an event over in Orlando 2 weekends ago, 3 weekends ago now. I forget what it is even. It was called Free Play Florida. I pitched the heck out of it because it was just such a great event. And lo and behold, I got to meet Billy Mitchell. Now, if you know anything about video games, and I hope you do, and if you know anything about maybe documentary films, Billy Mitchell he played a lot of video games. He was in the 80s, in early 80s through mid 80s, he was really... he had a lot of records. You know, he was first to get the kill screen on Pac-Man, which is perfect game, until it makes the ROMs die. He's had a lot of records over the years. I never knew him. I don't know him now even, but I'm saying, like, I didn't know him really until the exposure he got from King of Kong. And that was a documentary where Steve Wiebe was trying to get the record. And they really, it was kind of funny because this documentary really played up Billy Mitchell like a bad guy. You know, and that's, a lot of people say, oh, this is such a great documentary. It was so great. It was because they edited it to be a movie. There was a bad guy. There was a story arc. There was a guy you were rooting for. You know, so it was one of those things where the documentary was fine. I liked the subject matter, so of course I enjoyed it. But, you know, it was just a story about a guy trying to beat the Donkey Kong high score or whatever. So, but Billy Mitchell was really edited in as like this evil bad guy or whatever. Now, why am I sad? Well, I got to interview him, and he was a very nice guy, and he was very cordial, and talked about a lot of stuff, but idiot me, I wasn't recording the first part of it. I was like, oh my God, I looked down and I saw him and I was so embarrassed. I just kind of quietly clicked the record button. I'd like to say it was technical difficulty, but I can't. It was an idiot. I'm an idiot. So anyway, I think we only missed about a minute, and the lead up into this question, I said, do you play modern games? So here is about an 8-minute Billy Mitchell interview. And I'll be right back to outro the show, but enjoy it. It's a very fun, enlightening Billy Mitchell interview.
A joystick button kind of guy. Yeah. And the last thing is, I'm not going to play anything my son can beat me at, and he can beat me at every one of them. Right. So that's gotcha. A good reason. Yeah.
Do you have any? Do you have any of them at home? Do you own any of these machines at home?
No, I've won. I've been given a lot of machines, but I give them or loan them out to friends. I kind of forget who I gave them or loaned them to, but I actually don't have any in my house because I don't really know why. I just don't.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of.
I guess I have other passions, other obsessions at home,
right.
And it's better to keep them separate.
Yeah. So the collector market kind of hasn't always been around. I mean,
right.
Machines were more out in the use, out and about.
Right.
It's just recently that they become. So right. How many records do you have with Twin Galaxies? That you currently hold. I'll say it that way. I'm trying to think of the right.
Well, I actually. Two, I think.
Okay.
Howsomever, my favorite, you can call it lazy, but I did a perfect score on Pac-Man. I did it in 1999. I did it first. I did it before anybody else. It's a perfect score. Nobody can beat it.
The kill screen. Or the,
right. Yeah. And I like it because I don't have to defend it.
Well,
you know. Charles Lindbergh was the first to fly across the Atlantic. Who was second?
Doesn't matter.
I don't know if anybody knows. So, Neil Armstrong got to the moon first. No one's going to beat him to the moon.
Right.
He's always first. So
you're always first?
I like that one because that's the perfect score. And that was a great way to end
it. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So do you compete anymore in that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Truth
of the matter is now that I'm a father and a husband and I don't have that disposable time.
Right.
I still go, I still play, I still compete, but in order to push your score higher and higher and higher, you have to have all that disposable time.
Obsession. You have to
right.
be obsessed with it to get every
right.
single.
And if I utilize that disposable time, I'd probably have a lot more time because somewhere along the line, I'd probably lose my wife, my kids, and my house.
And you need those.
Right.
You know?
Now, that's the bad news. The good news is my youngest one is a senior. He goes off to college next year. So I'm imagining that with the nest empty,
yes.
It's just me and my wife, I'm imagining I'll have more time.
In that spare bedroom,
yeah.
House a few games, you know.
Yeah, and then I could start playing passionately again.
Do you play for fun? Like an event like this where there's all these games, all these pinball machines, do you?
Do I actually play for fun? No, yeah. But I do have fun playing with the people that come, the people that say hi, the people that want to meet me, the people who want to see me play a board. The people who want me to show them something or they want to try to show me something. No, that I have a lot of fun at.
That's
a lot.
Cool. Very cool.
So, but I learned that because the idea that I would be here, somebody like you, how long did you travel here?
We live in Clearwater.
Okay, so let's say it took you 2 hours to get here.
Yeah.
So you came here for 2 hours. You wanted to say hi. You wanted to interview me. Okay.
Top name.
And maybe get a picture taken.
Okay.
And you come here and you're here all day long and all you do is see me playing a game, you stare at my back, you leave the end of the day, and we never have this interaction.
Right.
It's worthless. So that's why we play in little spurts. We have fun. It's no fun for the long haul.
So one of the last things we can talk about is, obviously, you gained, I'm assuming you gained a lot of notoriety from King of Kong, that huge, not huge, that pretty big documentary that made was seen by a lot of people. What did you think about that? Did you watch it? Were you participating in it? Did you dislike it? You know.
Well, here's a shocker for you. First of all, I like everything. And second of all, I don't watch any movies I've ever been in. Not a one.
How many have you been in?
I don't know, about six or eight.
That's awesome.
But I mean, I haven't seen Chasing Ghosts, Man vs. Snake, Frag, let's see, Nintendo Craze. I don't know, I'd have to ask my movie guy how many I've been in. But the fact of the matter is, I once had an athlete that I admire very, very much tell me, he said, don't read about yourself. He said, don't watch film about yourself. He says, in all that you accomplish, he says, it'll make you feel complacent. He said, it'll actually steal your dreams. It'll steal your thunder. And I have a lot of respect for him, and I thought about it, and it's true. And I don't watch it. The greatest competitor I have is myself. And I'm also, you'd never guess that I'm extremely anal. And I would never like the way they put things together. I know I said that, but I said that before. I said it over here.
Editing can do magic.
Oh, how come they left that out? They left out the best part. Well, that's their job, to edit and make it interesting. Right. And so I just don't watch things that I'm in. But I have a lot of fun doing them. And to answer your question, throughout the 80s, I would say that I was, if I ran into hardcore gamers, if I came across one in a mall, they recognized me because they saw me in a video game magazine or something. Then, however, once the perfect score was done in 1999, without a doubt, I mean, there were interviews from countries and languages around the world I never heard of. They flew in to do it. It was unbelievable. It took me to different continents. It took me to the Tokyo game show where I was crowned video game player of the century. And from that point on, 6 out of 7 days a week, without a doubt, that's a slow week, I got recognized in public. Then as the movies began to come out, there was an MTV special in 2003. There was the Kong Off in 2007. There was Chasing Ghosts. Now, every single day of my life, there's never a day goes by, never, ever, that I'm not recognized, ever, not once.
Wow.
So the only way I don't get recognized is if I stay home. So.
Well, then your kid or your wife recognize you. So yeah. I guess technically you always recognize
me. Or I get an Instagram, or I get an email, or I get whatever.
Yeah, do you do a lot of online stuff? Are you on forums and all that kind of stuff?
No, I got a friend who helps me with Instagram because I try to stay off it for the reasons I told you.
Yeah.
I got my wife who plays with the Twitter, and she gave a backhanded compliment to my friend from London here about his Pac-Man score. And I didn't know she did it. And then here, he and I started talking about it. And I go, oh, really? I go, and my wife was here. She goes, oh, she said I said that. You know, he got a great score. And she goes, well, better late than never. Well, it sounds just like me.
Well, you know.
And so that was 9 months ago. And all this time, he thought I said it. And I realized it when she told him right in front of me. So, yeah, playing with me online can be silly. But there's about 7 different Billy Mitchell Facebooks. Not one of them's mine. No way, no how, no chance, none. I have people come up and say to me, oh, I friended you on Facebook. I'll say, no, you didn't. Yeah, I did. I'll say, no, you didn't. They go, don't tell me I did. And I go, don't tell me. I don't have a Facebook. And I've seen them, and some of them are pretty nice, well-maintained. I've been sitting on the couch with my daughter, who's kind of stubborn. She's online arguing with somebody. This is not your Facebook. Yes, it is. You are not Billy Mitchell. Yes, I am. Billy Mitchell is my dad. He's sitting right next to me. I mean, so.
Isn't technology amazing?
Yeah, it's a
double-edged sword.
Yeah, so I was aware of the WikiLeaks long before anyone else, you know.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, Billy Leaks. Billy. Yeah, that's a good one, Billy Leaks.
Be careful. You'll be in Russia or some weird place if you
I got to be careful what I say. I might run for president.
Well, then you can say whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
No, people forget.
Obviously.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time. It's been wonderful meeting you.
Okay. And the Indy Circuit on StPeteRadio.com.
Yes.
Absolutely. Watch it.
Thank you very much.
Always.
All right, and that crashing sound you're hearing is we're being joined by the world's biggest, clumsiest cat. My cat Destructo decided to join us in the theater, or in the studio, I mean. So, welcome, Destructo, the world's biggest, goofiest cat in ever. So there it was, pretty nice interview, pretty nice guy. He looks very from the 80s, and I guess he's just playing that angle up. But, you know, I really changed my opinion of him, because he's really portrayed as an evil guy in that movie, and he's really not. All right, that's it for this week. We'll see you all next week. My name is Mal. This has been the Indie Circuit on RadioSaintPete.com. Here's Don Sullivan singing us out.
Sad little mushroom. There was a meadow ready to cry. There was a sparrow, gray little sparrow. There was an eagle, silent and high. And the Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh. And the Lord, he said, I created for you a world of joy from out of the blue. And all that is left to complete the joy, just the laugh of a girl and boy. Yay, 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 yay. And there was a garden, beautiful garden, held in the arms of a world without joy. Then there was laughter, wonderful laughter, for he created a girl and a boy. And the Lord said, oh, laugh, children laugh, the Lord said, 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 laugh.
Sure is. And you know, I never felt any more like laughing.